Every generation has a fascination with personality profiles. And while they can be helpful, they are missing something significant. Is there something that all personality profiles are getting wrong? Let's see what the Bible says about that. Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm glad you're here for this one. It's going to be awesome. So if you would go ahead, if you're watching on YouTube, you can like this video. You can subscribe to our channel. We've got podcasts coming out every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. And it's going to be a great one. And it's going to be awesome.
It is. And we have Roseanne with us today.
Yeah. I'm excited to be here.
Come on. It's going to be good. Good conversation today. So don't get me wrong. I love a good personality profile. I have for a long time, since mid-80s. Wow. I've looked at a lot of personality profiles. I have... personally, I really prefer the DISC. I know that one's not as popular these days, but I have loved that over the years, tried to become almost an expert if I could in it, and I've used them a lot. I've used the DISC, which has basically four types. That's the D, the I, the S, and the C. There's blends that go with it. You could be a DI or an IS or an IC. There's also the Myers-Briggs. I know that one's popular. You have 16 personality profiles that come out of that. A bit more complicated to me, so a lot more to remember. I get lost in the, are you an ETFJ, all that. I get lost in that. There's one called the Big Five. I'm not as familiar with. There's Enneagrams, which became popular most recently. Yeah. I'm not an expert on those. There's nine types.
Very interesting. Personally. And also mixed blend, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where you're trending.
You have like a hook or something else.
When you're really thriving, when you're not thriving, and then... what you're winged with and all that.
Winged, that's what it is.
Not hooked.
Okay. Yes. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
I got dizzy just hearing all that.
If you get diving all into it, it's like, oh, okay, this makes sense and I get where this is going. But it is complex as well.
Yeah. And then if you've been around Christianity or the church, then there's spiritual gift profiles, which are not personality profiles, but they have a big impact on your personality, your spiritual gifting. And I've used a lot of those over the time. Well, I've used the seven basic motivational gifts, but I know there's others out there that test for a profile for 16 types or 23 types. So you can look at spiritual gifts. There's a lot of others out there. There's some stuff, of course, on any kind of social media or online. There's some that I think, come on, really? Like, I count the number of triangles here and that's going to tell me my personality? I just don't know about that.
Or
somehow tell me if I'm narcissistic or not.
Yes.
By the number
what
of
animal
triangles.
Do you see?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, congratulations, you should be married to this person.
Yes. You're going to have 12 babies this year.
Here is your future. Okay.
Wow.
I'm glad I saw a panda.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. So typically, a personality profile is designed to help you understand what would be your core personality so that you understand a lot, really. I mean, they promise a lot. Profiles usually say you can help. It can help you know your strengths, weaknesses, your relational style, your thinking patterns, how you process information, how you emotionally process, how you handle stress, how you handle pressure, your conflict resolution style, how you make decisions, things that motivate you, things that don't motivate you, what careers are best for you, how you learn most effectively. I mean, that's a lot. It's a lot promised there. And that's not even the end. I mean, there's more. There's so much more to that.
Yeah. And again, the goal for personality profiles is to bring understanding to yourself and to the relationships that you have to try to bring a sense of like order and okay, because I enjoy these things, you should go here. And so it's like they try to do that by asking some questions and all that stuff. But the question is like, is this really the most effective? And like, is this really like all encompassing of your life and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Well, the questions, there's so many factors that can be played into it.
Yeah, it's like, do you like to be around people?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
That general is like,
sometimes, what kind of day is it?
Like,
who are the people?
Who are the people? Exactly. Yeah, there's more, what is the location? Yeah. Am I hungry? Like, there's lots of questions.
Am I tired?
Yeah.
I mean, and usually people are wanting to take a profile because they're trying to figure out all those weirdos in their life. They're like, why does everybody else act the way they do?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
It's true.
They want to understand themselves, but they understand, like, why do they act like that?
Yes. Yeah. Until you're upset when you have the same personality result that comes up. It's like, oh, I'm the weirdo, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or you say, there's something wrong with this profile.
Yes. Yes.
I'm done with this thing.
Yeah. It's true.
No, I've used them over the years. Don't get me wrong. I still like a good personality profile because I've used them. I've used them personally to help understand my own motivations, thoughts, desires, mm-hmm. direction. I've used them in premarital counseling. They're a great tool for helping a couple understand one another, differences in personality. I've used them in marriage counseling. I've used them in staff developments in church. I've used them when I worked with a school. I used them in teacher development to help teachers understand their own teaching style, understand the students that are in their room. I've used it a lot in that path. I've used it for personal development for people. I've used it in team training for staffs and groups. And it can be very effective in all those areas. And the idea for all profiles, whichever one you want to choose, is pretty much the same idea. Here is a way to help understand you, how you function, how you think and behave. Here are some things you're going to be good at. Here are some things you're not going to be good at. Here are your strengths. Here are your weaknesses. Here's what you should lean into. Here's what you should avoid. And here's how God will use these things in your life. He'll use your strengths to humble you, and he'll use your weaknesses to grow you. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the basic mm-hmm. thought mm-hmm. behind all of those areas.
Which all sound really good.
Yeah. And I guess, again, that's like how you have taught it, how you've seen it effective, how you've seen, because I'm sure you've been teaching this for a long time. So you,
yes.
I would think you see some positive reactions to these things, which is why you would continue to teach it. If it was just negative, you'd be like, probably shouldn't.
Yeah. This is not about ditching personality profiles. Mm-hmm. We'll get to where we're headed here mm-hmm. eventually. But no, I've used them with staff, church staffs, and it's been effective to help understand, that's why they're usually the first one to speak up in a group meeting. Yeah. That's why they're a little bit more hesitant to say something. That's why they think the way they do. That's why they relate the way. That's why they mm-hmm. handle conflict the way they mm-hmm. do.
Yeah.
It's helpful in understanding personality types and placement, in placement in volunteer positions. Mm-hmm. Roseanne, you work with hospitality. There's a certain type of personality that works best in the different roles that you have.
Yes.
Hunter works with tech, who are often all behind the scenes people. Well, there's a fit for some of those spots back there, and personality makes a big difference in all that. True, it works with young people. So understanding the leaders, their personality types, helps you know how to place people. Yeah,
who mm-hmm. to connect them to.
And how to relate to students. Or if it's Micah, how to understand children. Why are some children very interested in being the one who's up on the stage? They want to take the lead position. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for all. So there are strengths to all those. Mm-hmm. I've used them in marriage counseling, premarital counseling. There are some benefits. Mm-hmm. They can be. But over the years, I've also noticed some things that, because of my love for personality profiles, I've just kind of dismissed for a long time. Like, that must not be a factor here, but I can't ignore them. Because what I find along the way is someone will take a personality profile and the results don't match what I have known of that person or how others even know them. I think, that's weird. Yeah. Why did that come out like that? Because that's not how I see them. That's not how others see them. It's not how I typically have observed their behavior. Mm-hmm. Or I've watched people take profiles and they even say, this doesn't match who I am.
Yeah.
A lot of factors go into that. Like we said, what's the scenario? What's the relationship you're thinking about?
Situation?
Are you thinking about yourself at work? Are you thinking about yourself at home? Are you thinking about yourself in your marriage? Are you thinking about yourself with your friends? There's so much.
And then also just another big factor is, does that person even know who they really are comfortably to?
Exactly. Yes. That's why I'm not a big liker of the personality test, because it almost irritates me. Like, well, who are you to say who I am? Or what does that mean? Or I'll find myself being like, well, that's not what I thought I was. I thought mm-hmm. that I was XYZ. I don't know many of the things on there, but
XYZ is not one of the
XYZ is not one that's on there. Yes. INFJ 12.
All this stuff.
Yeah. There the it second is. Second power. That's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah. So we're all just kind of revealing our own biases this morning. So Roseanne, yours is a negative one.
It's a negative, and I see the positives that come out of it. But for myself, mm-hmm. I know that it's not good because it takes me to not a good place in my mind to make me think of the even more within my circumstances, or either it's a defiant side. Who are you to say who I am? Or well, why can't? Or the other side.
That is Roseanne.
Or the other side.
By the
side
way,
of,
I know what your personality profile is.
I no clue.
There
yes.
There you go.
Exactly. Oh, now you know. Yeah.
I already know.
Yeah. Well, I figure. Yeah.
There
you go.
Sorry.
Or it goes to the other side of, well, why am I not like them? Mm-hmm. Or I thought I was better at this. Mm-hmm. But again, where's your heart when you're taking the test?
Yeah.
And I think one other thing is you can take a test and be like, okay, well, if that's what it says I am, I've got to be that.
Yes. You know? Yes.
All right. Well, I'm the extrovert. Dang it. I'm going to have to be the extrovert yes. everywhere I go.
And
now.
I'm going to be the best extrovert there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And if that's not revealing of what Roseanne's comedian. Personality is, that's right. I don't know
yes.
what it is.
Yes. Yes.
No, but that, like, obviously you can see it in all yeah. our conversations here, but I think that's another tough part about personality tests for the one taking it is like, uh-oh, I have to now be this person and yeah. all the descriptions that are there on it.
Because that's what it says.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What I am.
So,
yeah.
Truett, what's kind of your bias toward
I mean,
at this point?
Obviously, growing up around lots of personality profiles being yep. taken and talking about, oh, this person's this, you know, in the yep. youth group. Oh, that's that person's yep. personality, this person's person, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I see people and whenever I interact with them, I'm like, okay, like, are you more people oriented or task oriented?
Mm-hmm.
And then like, are you more, I don't know,
introverted,
like,
extroverted.
Yeah, introverted, extroverted, but yep. you know, they kind of like, it kind of all blends, you know, and then you see some people like, oh wow, they are more this, you know, people task oriented mm-hmm. or people, yeah. you know, extrovert, in this scenario, but over here they're different, you know? And so it's, I think I see it more as like a guide to trying to understand people mm-hmm. in certain scenarios.
That's a great yeah. way to
like,
put it.
Rather
yeah.
than, but because I will say like for me personally, growing up as the youngest fifth born over mm-hmm. here, whenever
saw
I
saw a lot of personality.
Yeah, exactly. Saw a lot of personality. Yes. And so, you know, how.
And how to handle all the personalities.
Yeah, exactly. And I was the reserved, people-oriented, yeah. Personality growing up, and because that was also kind of like the role in which I played was not to be like the front leader because I was a fifth born.
Yeah.
But now that I am like a father, husband, all this kind of stuff, youth pastor, and it's not that like my personality changed, but what is required of me has changed as well as like who I understand myself to be more,
yes.
you know? And so
right.
that's where I'm like, if my personality type, profile type has changed over the last 10 plus years, then who am I to be like, you're boxed into that
right.
yes.
category forever. That's right. my take on it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm a fan of like trying to understand what someone's motivation kind of core is so that I can know like how to relate to them.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of being like, you are this person, period.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, I've also observed over the years that even when I take the personality profile, I typically come out a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the DISC, I typically come out as the CD, which would be your more predominant analytical, cautious, careful, mm-hmm. creative, with the D, the outgoing, extrovert, decisive, domineering, take charge. Mm-hmm. Those two, I typically score in that region.
Yeah.
But I find myself not being that kind of person. So there's times that mm-hmm. it's that has confused me at times. Like, okay, this is my core. Therefore,
yeah.
like the tests always reveal. Yeah. Well, here are the things that you should be doing. Then mm-hmm. I find myself doing things different than that.
Yeah.
So that's been interesting. Also, yeah. know over the years, as much as I've tried to find the four profiles or the 16 or the 9 or the whatever in the Bible, they're just not there. Mm-hmm. There's not a, you know, first book of profiles. It's just not there,
yeah.
you know, first Enneagram or second DISC. It's not there.
Yeah.
There's no profile you take to understand God's design for you. There are people, obviously, who have different personalities
yeah.
in the Bible. You go all the way from Paul, who is, before he's saved, he's this aggressive, assertive, domineering, decisive doer. And then after he's saved, he's still this aggressive, assertive, domineering, mm-hmm. decisive doer. But now he's doing all of that for Jesus mm-hmm. before he's doing it for himself. So, but then you come along and you find John who writes about love and writes about relationships and writes about how he was the disciple whom Jesus loved. You find mm-hmm. this very different personality type. So yeah, you find personalities throughout the Bible, but you don't find the types as a as something you're to become. They're
yeah.
not a stated mm-hmm. goal for
yeah.
you.
Yes.
To
it's
become.
Not the fruit of the Spirit is, you know,
right. Yeah. Well, that's what you actually find is the fruit of the Spirit. You find uh-huh. the evidence of the outworking of the Spirit in you, but you don't find personality profiles.
Yes, it's not labeled in that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the other thing I've seen over the years is then once someone takes a profile, I think like we mentioned, they tend to then make decisions about their life based on that, mm-hmm. that maybe are not even always healthy. You know, yeah. they then say, okay, well, I guess I'm supposed to be in this line of work. I guess I'm supposed to marry this kind of person, or I'm supposed to have this role in a group, you know, mm-hmm. and whether I like it or not, the test told me this is what I'm supposed to be. So I'm supposed to be this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if that's healthy. It's
no,
not.
It's yeah. not.
It's not. So it's kind of led, this has all led to some conclusions for me. So I thought we would discuss this and just see where all this goes this morning. Mm-hmm. So, number one, I'll say it again, I'm not advocating that we ditch all personality profiles. Mm-hmm. This is not meant to bash Enneagram, DISC, Myers-Briggs. Mm-hmm. That's not the point here today. What I have concluded, and I'm still processing through this, is that personality profiles, at best, are a snapshot of a moment of a person, mm-hmm. not an X-ray of their identity.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
An X-ray shows you at the core of yes. your bone structure.
Yes.
What's at the core of your physical body. But a personality profile, I think that's how they've been built. I think that's how they've been promoted is, hey, take this and you can discover your identity.
Mm-hmm.
You can discover who you are.
Yes.
And how you think yeah. and how you're made and what you should do with your life. That's a lot.
A lot.
That's a lot to yes. ask of a profile, and that's a lot to ask of a moment.
Yeah.
Here's a snapshot of a moment. You're going to sit down at this moment, and over the next 5 minutes, you're going to answer these questions
yeah.
and forever assess who you are and who you will be.
And in some ways, it's heartbreaking because you think
yeah.
people have such a desperation to mm-hmm. know
yes.
who we are.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing, yeah.
But if you're looking to a profile
yes.
to tell you that,
yes.
that's the sad thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And the worst is whenever someone goes into a personality profile going, I hope I'm like this.
Yes.
I hope I'm like this. I hope I'm
and
like this.
And you know we all do when you
yeah,
do
exactly.
something like that.
And you're yes. like, I sure hope I'm not like this. I sure yes. hope I'm not like this. And then
yes.
you get the answer and you're like, oh,
it's
wow.
not what I expected.
Here is who I am. Yeah. Here is my identity.
Yes.
I hope I like it.
Yes.
It's true. That's why, you know, and you're putting a lot into a moment. I almost yeah. liken it to what we've done to 17-year-olds who graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. We've expected them in that moment to yeah. somehow know the future course of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want you to make a decision right now
yes.
about your career, your future, your college, your interests, your dreams right now at mm-hmm. 17. Yeah.
Yes.
Figure all this out. Tell us.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's unfair of a snapshot of a personality profile to say here's your identity.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a snapshot of a moment of how you're thinking, feeling, perceiving, relating in that one moment? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it forever who you have been and forever who you are going to be? I think that's maybe yeah. where we're getting into the troubles or the inadequacies of yeah. a personality profile. No, you're right, True. And I've given profiles to people, and you know, we're all though we are all complete in Christ, we are in process of taking that in.
Mm.
Yeah.
Side note here, I was thinking this morning, we know where we stand in Christ, but we're all in different processes of understanding where we are in Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My stand yeah, doesn't I change, like that. But my understanding does. Mm.
Yeah.
Hope I remember that for later.
That was good.
Yeah, right.
So I think it's true for personalities as well. I mean, you sit down with a young couple who's been dating for, you know, 18 months, whatever, and they're in love with one another. They want to get married, and Heather and I are sitting down with them, and they take a personality profile. There's a lot of pressure on in that moment right
yes.
there, you know, to,
yeah.
oh my gosh, I don't want to get this wrong. You
yeah.
know?
And what if my wife actually doesn't like this personality that they're going to see yes. right here or whatever,
yes.
or the
then
wife
they're not
going like,
to marry me.
I hope I'm this personality for yeah. my husband, because if not,
yeah.
we're done for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And then you get into this idea that we all have perceptions of personality type, because we've all had
that's
people in
the
our
other
life
factor right there.
That we look up to and admire.
Or
Or we have certain personality types we've seen that we
despise.
We think, I do not
Ain't no
be
way.
Like that.
Yeah. That person hurt me too bad. Yeah. I know exactly what their personality is.
Yes.
And then you take it and you're like, huh?
Yes.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so even when you're taking the profile, you're like, nope, not that.
Yeah.
You're approaching it with your, again, with your understanding of the moment, with your hurts, with your experiences, with your perceptions. All of that's going into this moment. So, I mean, even just conceptually, you think about it. If you're going to take a profile that's supposed to tell you about who you are, then you would have to have a perfect, complete, unbiased view of yourself to start with and life. You'd have to be perfect.
Yeah.
to take
aren't.
A profile
yeah.
to assess yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a snapshot at best.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a snapshot of where I am in that moment, how I see myself, whether I'm comparing myself or whether I'm measuring myself or whether I'm trying to not be certain thing, expectations I have or what we think are expectations others have of us.
Yes.
There's just so much that goes into that. You know, the family you grew up in, what the dad was like, what the mom was like, what the church was like you're in, what the pastor was like, all of those start shaping your view of people,
your
personality types, and who you want to be like and who you don't want to be like.
Yeah.
So it's a snapshot at best.
Yeah.
And so with that, I think the way we think, of course, factors in all this, and there are natural behaviors and there are learned behaviors. I think that all factors into this as well, who we are. But I think another thing we have to remember is that at any given moment, we still have within us old patterns of how we once behaved before we became a believer. Mm-hmm. And those patterns are not always healthy, right?
Right.
And so that has to factor in as well to my personality. I can sometimes, you know, be selfish. There's parts of me that may not be surrendered to trusting God. There may be parts of me that are not humbled. And so that has an effect on who I am as well and where I am. All of that factors in to a personality profile. So, yeah, that is my strengths. Those are my weaknesses. But those all factor in. So, again, it just kind of points to this idea that at best, a profile is incomplete. Mm-hmm. It can't be.
It's not your identity.
Yeah, exactly.
It cannot capture your identity.
Yeah, you think about photos on your phone that you have of you or other people. Mm-hmm. And if someone's looking at it, they might catch a picture of you or someone else, and you think, oh.
Okay, I get it.
If you went off of one picture and said, oh, that's who they are. Yeah. I saw them in this one moment. Yeah. They are acting silly. Oh, they must be a
fill in the blank.
Silly goose. Yeah.
There you go. Classic. Rosanna will say
I haven't taken that profile yet.
No.
That's the big five.
You aren't sure. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but everyone knows that experience of, like, you see a picture of someone and you think they're some way or something like that.
Yes.
And then you see him in person, you're like, first of all, I didn't even know you looked like that actually.
Yes.
And then I didn't even know you were actually like that. It's like, also maybe if you've like ever met someone who's like a celebrity or someone you've looked up to and all this kind of stuff, you had this super awkward moment of like, I followed you and I've seen you 2D my whole entire life.
Yes.
And here you are 3D. And it's like, hold on.
Whoa. Yeah.
This is weird.
Yeah.
You know?
So again, snapshot at best of who we are in any given moment. I think you have to also factor in the fact that God is shaping every one of us to become like Jesus. Mm. So that somehow that has to factor in as well.
Yeah.
Snapshot of a profile, yes. Is that ultimately who I am? No. The scripture is going to say that I am at my identity something different than a profile. And I'm to stand in that and then grow in that, stand and understand.
I really love that.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
No, you look like you're about to say something
else. I wasn't. No, I just, it's still hitting me that line that we stand in the understanding and then the growth of your understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the scripture tells us, you know, whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Okay, so then at my core, I am still being conformed to the image. That means I'm going to change.
Yes.
And at that, my basic personality is probably going to change as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, that's where the personality profiles, from what I've read over the years, most of them say, no, this is your core. These things are not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
If you scored as an Enneagram, whatever, or if you scored as a DISC, whatever, or a Myers-Briggs, whatever, that is always going to be your core. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-mm. I don't know if that's true or not. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, not your personality profile, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So there's a transformation process happening.
Yes.
And that even happens in my personality. He can take someone who is timid and shy and uncertain and make them into someone who is confident and bold and outspoken.
Yes.
He can do that.
Yeah.
And so if you took a profile at a time in your life where you were insecure, maybe had walked through some trauma, maybe walked through some abuse, you are going to have a certain personality snapshot of that moment. Mm-hmm. But if you're walking with Christ and he's healing you and you begin to develop confidence and certainty, then you will score differently in that moment. Mm-hmm. So Colossians 3:10, put on the new man or woman who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
Mm-hmm.
So God's using all things to shape us and call us and change us.
Yeah.
So personality profile, snapshot at best.
Well, it's like that. I just got to interrupt real quick. The word transformed in 2 Corinthians is going to be like metamorphosis.
Nice.
And so if you think about the metamorphosis of a butterfly, you know, and they start out and they're changing, and it's a whole process before they even get to a butterfly.
You scored worm.
You scored worm. Exactly. Yeah, yes. Like, you are slightly in a cocoon.
Forever.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know what all those
are. You have a caterpillar personality.
There you go. Yeah. Caterpillar-esque.
There you go. There you go.
Here's the other thing, though, that is just this is kind of what's stunned me recently, thinking through personality profile, snapshot versus, you know, identity x-ray. God calls people to serve in places that are often their weakness and not their strength.
Yeah.
And if that's true, then you've got to rethink the whole personality profile concept, because usually what the profiles reveal is, here are your strengths, lean into these.
Mm-hmm.
Here are your weaknesses, lean away from these.
Yeah.
You know, but in the scripture, God called people in their weakness and used them in places that everybody else would have said, there ain't no way that guy, that woman could become the opposite of who they are. That's just who they are.
Yeah.
So you find Moses, who is called to be a national leader, and he's supposed to go back and set his people free. And he even says, you must have the wrong man, God. I'm terrified of speaking. I can't do this.
Yeah.
But what does God do? He equips him for the task. Now, he gives him his brother along the way, but Moses becomes something that he was not.
Yes.
Had he taken a profile, you know, out in the wilderness before the burning bush, he would have scored a certain way. But fast forward, after leading the children of Israel out, crossing the Red Sea, a few more scenarios in there, and he was scored very differently.
Yeah.
And God is going to call him in his weakness and use him in his weakness. When we find Gideon in the scripture, he is living in fear. He's hiding out. He's threshing wheat in a wine press. He's terrified of the opposition that's against him. And the angel of the Lord shows up and says, hey, mighty man of valor. He calls him something he's not, and he makes him into that.
Mm-hmm.
But he uses him in his weakness. Peter, Jesus would say, I call you Peter. You've been Simon, but now you're Peter. You are a rock. And on this rock, I'll build my church. On this statement you've made, Peter, I'm going to use you, and I'm going to make you a confident, secure leader.
Yes.
Where Peter had been this insecure, uncertain, wishy-washy, go with the crowd. What do you think? I will follow the crowd.
Yeah.
God makes him into something. He uses his weakness to do it. Mm-hmm. Joseph in the Old Testament, we find him as a young man. He's bragging about being his father's favorite son. He's wearing this coat of many colors. He's not working. He's kind of got this entitled, lazy mentality. What does he become? A governmental visionary leader. God uses his weakness to make him into something strong. Sarah in the Old Testament, she's doubting. She's uncertain. She's laughing at God who says, you're going to have a baby. All of that. But what does she become? She becomes this immovable, stable, secure, confident woman.
Mm-hmm.
God always works in our weaknesses. And I used to hear that when I was much younger in the faith, and it made me mad.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I thought, no, I want to be used in my strength. I don't want to have to, I don't want God to meet me in my weaknesses and use me, because I'm terrified of those things. I'm terrified of standing up in front of other people. I'm terrified of making those kind of decisions. I'd rather just play second chair. I'd rather play third chair. I'd rather be behind the scenes. But God had other plans.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He will always call you out of your weakness and work there. So, again, that's where you just have to question this idea of the personality profiles.
Yeah.
I think the same is true for you, Trey, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, you were kind of labeled as the...
Like, oh, you're the quiet, reserved.
Yeah,
like,
he sits alone, doesn't play games with the rest of the family.
Yeah.
He sits and watches all the other family members, and no one would ever think, you know, he's going to be anything different than that, the guy that sits in the corner.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, here I am now. And then I'm like, well, like, what happened to me then? You know, I'm like, did I, like, nothing crazy changed my life. It's like, just grew in confidence of who I am, you know? Yes. And that's what I was going to say. Again, with all of those examples and then even the examples in our own life, like whenever you actually know your identity and you're able to know like who God says that you are and you have confidence in your identity, you can be whatever personality is needed as well. You know, like it's you're not just boxed in like you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm this personality, therefore I've got to be the best of this personality only, and I can't go be the introverted people because I'm the extroverted task person, and that's just it, you know, and like tough. But whenever your identity is solid, like you know who you are and you know who God's called you to be and to go and reach other people. And so you're going to go in whatever means necessary, you know, not that like you like are constantly always changing and changing and like, oh, I don't know who I am, but it's like out of confidence.
Yes.
I can know when to step up and speak, and I can know when to be quiet and not. I can know when I need to be more task like oriented. I know whenever I need to be more people oriented. And that's just based on the situation that it's called for, you know, instead of being like, oh, I'm only good at this only. So this is all I'm going to do. And this is my ceiling, and God's not going to use me in other ways. Like, That is limiting.
Yeah, that's what you find with the Apostle Paul. He's confident in himself. He says, I can be who I need to be in the moment. I can be all things to all people for the glory of God.
Yes, he says in Romans, I will be conformed to the image of his son.
Yeah, exactly.
I love what you're saying because it comes out of a place of freedom.
Yeah.
I know who I am.
Yes.
I am in Christ.
Yes.
I am a CD, you know,
exactly.
Or I am Enneagram, whatever.
Like, people... who treat personalities as the gospel in the sense you could say personality as I will now not be conformed to the world, but transformed to my personality type, you know?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see how that goes, you know, but if you're like, I'm going to be transformed to the image of Christ, it's like, okay, well, what was Jesus' personality type?
Yes.
Kind of all of them,
yes.
you know, because he knew what was needed. He's around the people. And then he's also going out and praying in the mountains for a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know? And then he's like, you know, structured order and all this kind of stuff, but he's also very much about people. And so it's like he kind of is everything because of his identity, because his confidence.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's usually the question people ask when you start doing personality profiles.
Yeah.
Every time I do them, talk before a group about them, that's I wonder what Jesus' personality was. I don't know that there was a type for him, but because of who he knew he was, he was able to be what he needed to be in any given moment.
And so it's like, why don't we take on that same mentality then? Why don't we take on the mentality that's like, not just, oh, this is where I'm most comfortable, so I'm only going to be most comfortable and stay here. You know?
Right.
Yes.
Well, good luck, because that's very limiting again, you know, but okay, I see what is needed. I'm going to have these people help me. I'm going to have people speak into my life to where I will go and be that person to reach whoever, you know?
Yeah. And I do that out of my confidence.
Out of confidence, yes. Not out of like.
Not out of I'm super weak, you know, or I don't need.
I don't know who I am, so let me try this out. Let me try that out. Do people like me here? Do people like me there? Like, will they accept me if I'm like this? Not the case.
Waiting
like,
for the crowd to tell you who you are.
You determine, or not you determine, but God determines who you are, and then you step into that confidence.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, I have some natural leanings. I think you know. In certain areas, I like order. I like organization. I like, you know, drilling down on some things and getting a little in-depth on some subjects. But if you saw me on a Sunday morning, you might think, that guy is an I personality or an outgoing
super
or
outgoing,
sanguine. Or, you know, he's just He's kind of loud. He's kind of all over the page.
And that's all he is.
That's all he is.
He does not think analytically.
Right.
He does not sit down and read. He doesn't go and do blah. He's only talking to people, and he's just bouncing all over the place.
Yep.
Not the case.
It's not the case. It's not. But if I try to somehow conform to this expectation, then I'm bound to the expectation instead of being freed to be who I am in Christ.
And you're exhausted because you're constantly trying to please and do everything that everybody else thinks that you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's go down this path for just a moment, Roseanne, because you work in the women's ministry here. You get to spend a lot of time with women.
Yes.
Talk about that for just a moment, because that plays out for men and women. But talk about with women specifically who are exhausted because they're trying to fit some form or expectation. Yeah. Oh, you see that for women?
Oh, we see it all the time. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I lived it. I see it all the time in women. But so how we're exhausted when we're trying to conform to what the world... Well, because I think women especially get stuck in the comparison trap as well, that you see what you think, just like in the personality we talked about, you see what you think that you're supposed to be, what they do online, or that you're supposed to be the perfect mom, or and so breaking down those walls.
Yep.
But I think it's also when you don't know who you are. And as a woman, I just had a conversation with a woman this morning that you get lost in the identity that you have. The world is placed on you. Like, you're only a mom.
Yep.
You're only a housemaker. You're only the chef. You're only, and there's a lot of labels we place, but we do just that. We place it as labels instead of maybe a badge of honor or something. Cause it is your responsibility right now. But, we get lost in that.
Even with certain qualities though, you know, depending upon which church group you've been around or groups you hang with, you know, there can be this perception that, Christian women are fill in the blank.
Yes. Nice, quiet, reserved.
Yes.
Yes.
And so a woman who has a desire to be, you know, talkative, to be
bold,
to be
friendly,
loud,
yes,
you know, maybe even assertive, that can cause a little bit of a trouble
for
a woman. If she's in a group like that where the expectation is that all Christian women are this way, that would be sad.
It is.
And that would lead to either a conclusion of, well, I guess I'm just still broken.
You know?
Yeah.
And unworthy of having words.
Yeah. Instead of standing up and, God has redeemed me. Mm. He saved me. Yes. He secured me.
Yes. And he's made me this way too.
He made me
with
these drives and these desires, and I'm going to stand up in who I am. And that's beautiful. That's the body of Christ at work. Every person being who they have been designed to be in Christ and free to be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not conform to a Christian societal norm.
Yeah.
or a Christianized personality form.
Yeah.
Ooh. Because that is classic. There's the stereotypical male Christian personality and the stereotypical female personality Christian.
Right.
And it's like, if we're trying to constantly try to go and do that, we will be exhausted and it will not be worth it. It will be an unfruitful life.
And you're not being who God called you to be.
It would be purposeless.
Like how you said on Sunday morning, if you were supposed to be an extrovert at every moment, I mean, cause I'm the same way. Everybody thinks I'm an extrovert and I am at times, but I'm going to call it recluse, but that's probably the wrong word, but you've got to take time. You've got to go to the mountains. You've got to be in prayer. You've got to take that time with him. So that you can fill those moments.
Yeah, if you'd have looked at my life when I'm in college, in my interest, in personality profile on that day, you would have said, okay, this guy, he's going to be an architect. He's going to be behind the scenes. He's more analytical. You're not ever going to see him up in front of people. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see him leading. You're not going to see him being assertive. You're not going to see him being
animated.
Well,
thank God you didn't listen to that.
I mean, it's one of those things that take a lot of time. Because over the first calling I get, I'm still terrified.
Yeah.
I remember a couple of times being asked to speak. You know, you're called into ministry, so you want to preach? No. I don't.
I do not want to do that.
I don't. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just give me something behind the scenes to do. I'm too terrified of all of that. And the first couple of times I did speak, you know, it's sleepless nights, it's stomach issues, it's panic, it's just, I'm all over the place. I can't, I get up to speak and I just feel like I'm just numb. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just kind of reading these words. There's no connection at all.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. God calls you in your weakness sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say all the time, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you read a passage like 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. He says, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things that are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory his presence." That's a lot, but you could apply it this way. God has chosen your weakness to glorify himself so that you won't lean into your strengths and think it's all about you.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's kind of the short version of that.
Yes. And how many times do we do that when you lean into the strength? It's all about me.
Yeah.
You got pride
issues.
Good
thing I have all the things
exactly.
figured out.
Yeah. I am so good.
I need to take a profile to figure out what my strengths are so
there
I know what
go.
To do.
And then I can feel good and confident in myself.
But that seems to be saying just the opposite.
Yes, it is.
You want to take a profile to know your strengths and your weaknesses? Great. But just know that when you find out what your weaknesses are, that's probably where God's going to center his work.
Yes.
He's probably going to call you out of your weaknesses so that when he's done, he gets the glory for it.
Yeah. It's painful and beautiful.
It is, exactly.
Yeah. As Ed Young might say, it's brutiful.
Oh, it's brutal.
Brutal?
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's like true. That, yeah.
And it's fruitful.
It's fruitiful. Look at y'all with the words.
You got anything else, Roseanne?
I don't. Those were so good. Tough.
That's brutal.
Cocoonisms, or whatever I said earlier.
There you go.
Butterfly. Never mind.
Rewind.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Not your personality type.
No, that's right. Right. Let me go back in my box.
Sounds great. No. You see this even with Paul. You know, in 2 Corinthians, he writes, because he has this thorn in the flesh. It's not important for this conversation what it is, whether it's physical, whether it was a person, whether it was some other issue.
Yeah.
He prayed that it might go away, and God says, no, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. I mean, you can't get any more clear than that.
No.
So take your profile, help yourself.
Yeah.
Look at it as a snapshot, but just know that when you see that side that says weaknesses, that's the area that God's going to probably do his greatest work in you. That's where he's going to be glorified in you. So Paul goes on to say, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities. I'm going to boast in the weakness of my personalities, types, basically, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches, in need, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
Savage.
Ooh. It's just fascinating.
Yeah.
All that comes together. And kind of like you said earlier, Trude, if you're looking at a profile, and that is your standard, that's your goal, I'm going to measure up to this, then you've really set a pretty low bar for yourself.
Oh, not true.
That's the most you're ever going to be.
Yeah. The peak of living is like whatever that personality profile's strengths are.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to the profile, you sure aren't going to measure up in your weaknesses.
Yeah.
Those are going to just be your weaknesses.
Yeah.
Your strengths, maybe you'll improve.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might be somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's a pretty low bar.
Only this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here God promises to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think.
Yeah.
He's conforming our personality and our heart into the very image of Christ. To think like him, do like him, be like him, that's a different bar. That's a different standard. That just opens up all kind of possibilities. So. Mm-hmm.
And that's where peace lives. When you're in that bar.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very true.
Yeah. I'm not striving.
Yes.
In the sense of I've got headaches and stress and
and stomach aches.
I'm resting. Yeah. Here we go. I'm resting in my standing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm growing in my understanding.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can be whatever I need to be. If I need to be compassionate, personal, close, vulnerable, I can do that. If I need to be confident, assertive, bold, outspoken, I can do that.
Yeah.
If I need to be creative and intuitive and careful and analytical, I can do that.
Yeah.
Don't let a profile limit who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So
that's good.
Yeah. So let's draw some bottom line conclusions then. Okay. Should we stay away from personality profiles?
I would say no.
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. No, I would say no, but you have to do it
With understanding.
With understanding, yes. Mm. And then
with understanding, you're standing.
With understanding. Wow. So many great words. Come yes.
On. Yeah. Cocoonisms.
Cocoonisms, yes. If you don't see the means. Panda, it's okay.
Huh?
Yeah. Man, do y'all, from the beginning of the podcast, thank you, Truett. Yeah. Truett was listening to himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
What should you stay away from personality profiles? No.
No, I'm going to go with no two.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just important to understand snapshot,
yes.
Not x-ray.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a look, but it's not your identity.
Yes.
Don't let a profile limit what God wants to do in your life.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much spirit. Have fun with it. Our yeah. family over the years has had a lot of fun with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you take a profile, you can quickly see, oh, yeah, yeah, I know that's who else accurate. Is like that.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
I know. That's why they do that. Okay, that makes yeah. more sense. Help and yourself.
And I think that's a great way to put it. Take it in a lighthearted way.
Yes. Yeah.
But also take it in a learning, just again, like you said, you yep. know, mm-hmm. then you can see that and learn how to help other people
yep.
as mm-hmm. well, or work alongside them or things yeah. like that. But
don't let a profile you took in a moment mm. based on where you are still processing, still learning, still growing, don't let that define you. Mm-hmm. Let it be a picture of you. Keep it on your phone if you want.
Yeah.
Save that. Put it in your photo album if you want. Mm-hmm. But please, don't think because you saw a photo of me when I was 25,
yes.
determine forever your assessment of me. Here I am at almost 61 now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a look who I was. A look at me now is just a look at me now
yeah.
and not who I am at my core. Mm-hmm. It's just a snapshot.
Yeah.
It's important.
Good. Yeah.
Love it.
Good stuff. Good conversation.
Yeah. yeah.
All right. Thank you all both
absolutely.
For the conversation
for
today.
Us.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. And it is it's all part of the process of learning, growing, walking in Christ, learning our identity, not just a personality type, letting that shape us. That gives us the ability to lift him up and live him out.